Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, I could get plumb off the subject and teach about Daniel and show you in Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10 that from the time God moved, one time it took 3 minutes for what God had already done to come to pass. The next time it took 3 weeks. But God moved instantly. There is, you know, I know this is going to rub somebody's religion the wrong way, but this is one of the great benefits of not being a theologian. I don't have a set of beliefs over here that I've ascribed to, and I go to the Word and try and make the Word fit my beliefs. I just believe the Word, and if it says it, that's fine with me, and I don't care if it rubs all of religion or theology wrong. I know that there's people that say, there's no such thing as time or distance with God. I'm telling you, in Daniel chapter 10, God gave a command, and it was 3 weeks before there was any visible proof of it. And God moved instantly, but Satan hindered it, and it took time. And there is such a thing as time. There are times that God speaks. He spoke to this fig tree, and it was 24 hours before there was any visible physical evidence of what had happened. But it did happen instantly. It just took a period of time for it to become manifest. God can heal you, and sometimes it takes a period of time before what has happened in your spirit fully manifests itself in your flesh. And if you are so simplistic that you just think, well, if God wanted to, I'd instantly be healed, then you're going to miss God because you'll get in unbelief. You know, if you take a pill, you give a pill an hour or two. You go to the doctor and you let the doctor treat you and do things. And somebody, I talked to one woman that has been 20 years she's been sick. And the doctors have been working on her and she's still going to them. But when it comes to God, well, if God wanted to, I'd instantly be normal. Not necessarily. There's a lot of things. Sometimes, you know, there's two different ways of receiving from God. You can receive a miracle where you just are instantly restored and your limb grows out or whatever. Those are great, but you know what? I haven't yet figured out how to control a miracle. You can't get a handle on a miracle. Those are kind of hard to come by and they just happen. I haven't figured it out yet. But you know what? Another way to receive is by faith. And faith has laws that it governed by, and you can make things happen. But when you get healed by faith, what you do is you rebuke the sickness or the disease. Like if you have cancer, you speak and you command the cancer to die, and cancer dies and it's dead. But then your body is just going to heal. Your body has to recover. You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Both of those are valid ways. Miracles are hard to come by and unpredictable, and you can't always guarantee how it's going to work, but I can guarantee you anybody who will take faith and begin to start working in it and speak the Word of God, you can get healed of anything. You can get your blind eyes open, your deaf ears open. You can be healed of cancer. Anything can happen by faith. All things are possible to him that believes. But if you are one of those that thinks, well, if God really moved, then I'd be instantly healed. You aren't going to be operating in faith. You're going to have unbelief and confusion about why hasn't my body responded. That's good. So anyway, the disciples saw this and they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto them, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And we don't have the benefit of hearing how he said this. We just have the words. But I don't believe that Peter said, Master, behold, the fig tree is withered away. I believe it was more like, Master, the fig tree, look at the fig tree. I believe he was just overwhelmed. He was shocked, like, look at this. You didn't touch that thing. You didn't put an axe to it. You just talked to this fig tree, and here it is 24 hours later, and this fig tree is totally dead. He was shocked, like, wow. And we don't have the benefit of hearing Jesus' inflection either. I don't believe he just said, have faith in God. I believe it was like, guys, what's wrong with you? Have some faith in God. Amen. What's wrong with you? Why don't you guys believe anything? I've been spending 3 years with you and you're just about as dull as the first day. Amen. Watch, I'm about to leave. I'm about to turn this over to you guys. And you still are saying, duh. That's why they were called disciples. Amen. So Jesus said, have faith in God. And then he taught this great lesson right here in the 23rd verse. He says, for verily I say unto you. You know, any time that the Lord has to say, now truly, I'm telling you the truth. Everything Jesus said was the truth. But when he started it with, I'm telling you the truth, he had to, when he prefaced his statement with that, it's because he knew this was going to be hard for them to swallow. And they were going to think, could this possibly be true? So before they even asked it, he says, now look, guys, this is the truth. Verily, I'm saying unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Three times in this verse, he says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So he's telling about how did this miracle happen? And in the process of revealing how faith in God works and how miracle happened, he starts talking about the words that you say. Whosoever will say unto this mountain. And you know, again, I could unplug right here and I could preach for 2 or 3 days about the importance of words and things like this. I'm not going to take that much time, but you need to study this until you get convinced that one of the things that made us in God's likeness is that we have the ability to speak. Speech is powerful. Words are powerful. We lose sight of that because we live in a society today that words mean nothing. And we're being bombarded with millions of words every day. And people, you know, today, it used to be that if you said something, your word was your bond. The scripture says that a godly man will swear to his own hurt and not change. But today, people will sit there and they'll lie. I did not have sex with that woman. Just an out and out lie. They just lie. The highest office in the land. One time I was talking to my kids and they lied and I said, you know where liars go? And they said, to the White House. They said that. Because of that, people have gotten to where words don't mean much. And even if you have a contract, if you have a good lawyer, it doesn't mean anything. And so we just don't understand the importance of words. But the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. Let me just read this passage to you. Proverbs chapter 18, in verse 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Notice the terminology in the word picture. A man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit of your lip. That's giving a word picture that every word that comes out of your mouth is like a seed. Every word that comes out is going to germinate and produce something, and eventually you're going to eat it and your belly is going to be full of the words that you've said. And of course, most of you sitting right here, oh, that's not true. It is true. It is true. And whether you like it or not, your life is full of the fruit that you've been speaking. There are some of you, nothing ever works for me. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to eat a worm. Did y'all sing that song when you were a kid? I was over in England saying this, and over in England they used to sing the same song. You know what? When you get that way and everybody's mad at me and nothing ever works for me, if I wash my car, I know it's going to rain. You know what that is? You're cursing yourself. Nothing ever works for me. Everybody could win, but not me. Seems like if anybody gets sick, I'm always the first one to get sick. Nobody pay. You know what? Every time you say something like that, you're spitting a seed out of your mouth that's going to produce fruit that you're going to eat. Here's some of you. It runs in my family. We've had this problem for generations. I guess I'm expected to have heart problems. You just spit some seeds that you're going to eat. You are reaping the fruit of what you say. That's what it says. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips, and with the increase of his mouth shall he be satisfied. You are reaping what you have spoken. And the fact that you don't know it and that you haven't believed it doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It just means, in a sense, that it's even more deadly because you aren't even aware of where the problem is. You think the problem is everybody else, and the problem is you. It says over in Matthew chapter 6, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What shall we be clothed with? The way you take a thought, you know, Kenneth Hagin used to say that you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep it from stopping and building a nest in your hair. You can't keep random thoughts from coming because we live in a corrupted world. But you know how you keep those thoughts from entering into you and becoming yours? Take no thought saying. It's when you begin to say those thoughts is when they begin to have power. Don't say them. Your words are important. If you are going to see the results that Jesus talked about, then you've got to start understanding that faith is released by words. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, let us make man in our image. He said, let the earth bring forth dry ground. He spoke everything into existence. This whole physical world, your body, demons, everything that exists was created by words. Words are the parent force. And words are the strongest thing in the universe. You know, it's my own personal opinion based on what I'm saying right here. I can't prove this to you, but if you talk about a plane crash, like they just had that plane crash, you know, and 50 people were dead, you know, it seems like it seems to go in groups. They go in cycles where I think they said it had been 2 years since there had been a plane crash where people died and things like that. I hesitate to even say this, but I'm trying to make an illustration that, you know what, you can go years with nothing happening, and then something will happen, and boom, 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 there'll be two or three tragedies. And you know one of the reasons for it is because people all over the nations get to talking about it and talking about, oh man, airplane travel is bad, and they go to cursing and speaking negative, and you know what? It empowers and releases things. And I know that there are some of you thinking, oh man, you are in la-la land. My words don't have anything to do with that. Yes, they do.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on killing sacred cows. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK161 titled, You Have the Power, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.